Lang's plan relies on savings based, among other things, on changes in the city's garbage fund and the cross-training of city workers to make them capable of doing more than one job. The plan would keep the city solvent until 2018, while the current budget has the city running out of money 2 years before that. Lang says an area of concentration in the garbage fund will be the contract with waste management, which runs until September 2014.
So we have a little less than 2 years, but that's still a long time. And I don't know how willing waste management will be to renegotiate at that time. But the closer we get to that date, you know, the better opportunities we'll have. And we certainly want to coordinate our effort, as you heard the previous conversation, with all the rest of the townships and municipalities around the city of Ypsilanti whose contracts will all come up at the same time.
I asked Lang whether residents should be worried that their garbage collection is going to be affected.
I think there's the chances that basic service will not change, but we provide a lot of other ancillary services, recycling and a lot of other odds and ends, that maybe there might be some opportunities to save some money.
Lang says the garbage fund is on track to finish 2018 about $1.4 million in the red. The local roads fund is another area of concern. It would be over $500,000 in the hole by 2018. That means that local road projects will only be completed to the extent that money is available to complete them. Lang's plan has the city ending 2018 with $3.1 million in reserves. City Council will be asked to adopt an amended budget later this year. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.